On this fourth Sunday of Advent, for the last time this year, we hear once again Luke chapter 2, verse 10. This morning, I invite you to focus on the very last few words of the phrase from the angel this morning. So let us hear together God's word. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." May God bless the reading of this word. Today's candle is love. Today's message on the lips of the angels reminds us that the good news that we have talked about, that will cause great joy, that we discussed last week, is for, yes, you know, all the people. This good news of great joy is for every single person. In many ways, this good news reminds me of another Bible verse. It is perhaps the most well-known, famous, popular verse in the Bible, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting, eternal life." God so loved the world, whosoever shall be saved. The good news, the message of Christmas is that God loves the world. And that is indeed great news, because every person needs to be loved. More than anything else in this world, the people of this world, all of its inhabitants, need to know that they, that we are loved. Mother Teresa once said, "Let us not make a mistake that the hunger of this world is only for a piece of bread. No. The huge hunger of today is so much greater for love," she said, "to be wanted, to be loved, to be cared for, to be somebody." Today, on this last Sunday before Christmas, we proclaim the good news of our faith. We proclaim the good news that we read about in the Christmas story. And that is the most revealing way God shows his love for us is by sending Jesus to be our Savior. We cannot miss that. This gift is the greatest possible demonstration of God's love. Who could have thought, we heard earlier, who could have thought that God could show such love to us by sending a baby in a manger who would become our Savior? Could there ever be a greater demonstration of God's love than to send Jesus, who would willingly die so that we might live? More than 36 years ago, Wayne Alderson appeared on the Today Show. The date was March the 15th, 1985, and that date was significant. It was, in fact, the 40th anniversary of Alderson being wounded as the very first American soldier to cross the Siegfried Line into Germany in 1945. That morning, Alderson had a permanent scar on his head from a wound that he received on that day. And as he was being interviewed, he was asked that morning what was his most important memory from his service in World War II. Alderson responded to the question by saying that his most important memory for him, in his words, quote, was of a redheaded friend who saved my life. Alderson said that morning that on that date in 1945, he came face to face with a German soldier. The German soldier threw a hand grenade, and Alderson shot him. But the grenade exploded, sending Alderson to the ground, face first, with a severe wound to his head. At the same time, he reported, a nearby German pillbox began firing in his direction. And Alderson said he remembers thinking, well, if the grenade didn't kill me, surely the gunfire will. But as he described what happened next, Alderson said his red-headed friend ran to him, turned him over so he could breathe, and threw himself across Alderson's body to protect him. That morning on the Today Show, with tears in his eyes, Wayne Alderson said, I can never forget the person who sacrificed his life to save me. I owe everything to him, he said. I owe him everything. Isn't that the heart of Christmas? Isn't that the good news of great joy for all the people? We owe Christ, the baby in the manger, everything. For he came to save us. What great love. We read about it all through the scriptures in Jeremiah 31, verse 3. God says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness. In Ephesians chapter 1, we read, God decided in advance to adopt all of us into his family and bring us to himself through Jesus Christ. This is what God wanted to do, and it gave God great pleasure. And in 1 John we read, this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. So we ought to lay down our lives for one another, brothers and sisters. All through the Bible, we hear the good news of great joy for all the people. God loves us. Several years ago, on the day after Christmas, Pope John the 23rd visited one of the worst prisons in Rome. It was the first time in almost 100 years that a pope had gone to a prison. When the pope arrived that morning, he greeted the prisoners with these words. He said, you could not come to me, so I came to you. The incarnation, God coming to earth in human form, the very core of God's love. We couldn't go to God, but God so loved us that God came to us. John 1, 14 and following. And the Word became flesh and made its dwelling among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. And out of that fullness, we have received grace in place of grace already given. For no one has ever seen God but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father. He has made God known. God has come wrapped in swaddling clothes and secretly revealed as love. That is the love of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Merry Christmas. Let us pray. Good and gracious God, on this day we proclaim through music, through prayer, through your word and the spoken word, that you indeed love us And that at the very heart and core of Christmas is the demonstration and message of your love for us. This morning, God, we say the only thing appropriate, thank you. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for the gift of your Son and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. For it is in his good and holy name that we pray. Amen.